time to enlighten up and health yourself at the same time. It's Natural Solutions Radio with Sir Eliezer Ben Joseph, traditional naturopath.
Be proud of yourself, and a little excitement is in order. For however you found yourself here at Natural Solutions Radio, there are no accidents. Here you are, knowing and believing truth to always be there when you need it. This is the show where you can learn to health yourself and enlighten up at the same time. You're about to enter the gateway into the world of natural health and freedom technologies, with alternative and complementary therapies all representing the leading edge of natural medicine and social commentary today. Enjoy the information and entertainment you find here at Natural Solutions Radio. Prime Longevity, that's a supplement that I designed, and it truly is the number one longevity anti-aging multivitamin supplement on the market. You will not find anything for the cost. And I challenge anyone to look anywhere, anywhere, any health food store, anything online that has the same ingredients. You know, you'll find a lot of that has the same type of ingredients, but it'll have, as an example, 5 or 10 milligrams of CQ10, not 120. It'll have 10 milligrams of resveratrol, not 120. So on the Prime, you have the high doses where I put in a little bit more than what any of the scientific studies showed. And you can go to primelongevity.com and you can see that. And that's also being updated, and there'll be links from Natural Solutions Radio. And also on Prime, you can just scroll down a little bit and you'll see the book that I wrote. That's also, we're going to be having a website for the book, front page, landing page, Stress Makes You Fat, Wrinkled, and Dead. And that was a book I wrote on stress, with a good friend of mine, Richard Lewis. He did the editing. I wrote it, and he and I talked, and we recorded all of the hours and hours, and then he did the editing for me. So his name is on the book, and we as co-author, but most of all the information I wrote, and I really appreciate his work on that also. So that's available. 20, 30 years ago that we got involved with Nature Sunshine, and in all the research, for those of you listening, the reason that we still use Nature Sunshine as the basis for our herbal products is because they've never failed an independent laboratory assay for quality, for potency, or for radiation or bacteria since 1972 when the company was started. It started with cayenne pepper, and the family used to sit around and they'd put a big thing of cayenne pepper in bowls, and they would take individual capsules, pull them apart, and then fill them with cayenne pepper and fill up as many capsules as they can because it helped with his high blood pressure. Well, all of a sudden, a bunch of friends and family said, hey, I want to buy some of those if you do that for me. And that's how the company was started. And then it was started by a number of naturopaths. I remember Jack Richardson, one of the first people in that. And it was really, Nature Sunshine was started by an entire group of naturopaths, and they created, now there's probably 600 or 700 different formulas, and it was our formulary. Instead of drugs, it was our use of herbs and vitamins, and of course, as a naturopath, we use them in different dosages than just, say, the average public. When you see, you know, a vitamin and you see the normal small dosages, that's for the general public. But a lot of naturopaths, we use them in higher doses, and that's why you really want to use a naturopath, someone that's a specialist in that. And we use them in higher doses to produce a physiological effect that we're looking for. And because almost all of the vitamins and minerals and most of the herbs, they don't have the side effects. So we are able to use that. And it was really, I've been using it ever since. And again, I'm really pleased for that. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, and we'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. There was a question online. George was asking if I could talk about liver problems, and he's having a stomach bloated, and he's retaining water, and wants to know how you get rid of the water in the stomach. And a friend, and he also has a friend with dizziness when he wakes up in the morning. So those are two separate issues. Let me cover that. Now, when you have liver issues, and if you're actually getting water that builds up in your stomach, that's called ascites. That usually means that the liver is much more damaged than normally we look at, because we don't want fluid building up. Now, if the fluid builds up too much, you do need to go to the physician. They'll use a syringe, and they'll actually draw that fluid out of your stomach. And sometimes they'll draw a quart of fluid that builds up out of there. And so what you would be doing is work on your liver at the same time that they take that fluid out, so that it cuts out, because that can be very painful. And it's even difficult to sleep because you can't put pressure on your stomach because that fluid is there. So one of the things that you would do is when you're eating food, first of all, of course, when I talk about food, I always talk about don't step on the landmines. You know, that was a great quote I remember from, and that means don't eat garbage food. Don't use margarine. Don't use garbage oils, especially for the liver. Things like canola oil. Even if the canola oil says organic and cold-pressed, canola oil is one of those oils that clog up the blood. They actually make your blood sticky. They make your platelets sticky. And they make sludge in your blood. So I don't care how much they advertise the ratios of fats in canola oil. It is not a good oil. It's an artificially created, genetically modified oil. It used to be called rapeseed. So that's number one, is when you cook, you're going to want to use oils like coconut oil or avocado oil. And you want to use the cold-pressed oils, and those are for to cooking. As far as butter, you want to use something like Kerrygold butter, which comes from Ireland. And, you know, Ireland is known as the Emerald Isles, which it's the greenest country in the world. And by law in Ireland, the cows are only allowed to eat grass. So imagine the richness and the healthiness of the butter. So that's the kind of fats that you would want to use. And when you eat fats like avocado and green or black olives, or when you eat walnuts or almonds or pecans or sunflower seeds or pumpkin seeds, you know, all of those seeds and nuts, which are very high in, when they're raw organic, very high in the proper kinds of essential fatty acids. But when you have a liver issue, it might be difficult to digest them. That's when I would add, there's an enzyme that digests fats called high lipase, or lipase actually, and Nature Sunshine makes a combination called high lipase, which means it has all of the fatty acids, or it has all of the digestive enzymes, but it has more lipase because it's designed to help digest fat and break down fats. So there's two, one called high lipase and the other one called food enzymes. The high lipase is a vegetarian formula, and the food enzymes does have some animal protein like pancreatin and ox bile, and those do come from animal products. So, but you need those to help emulsify fats. So even though I've been a vegetarian, as an example, since 1969, my wife and I and my entire family has been vegetarians that long. My daughter has been that way, and everybody is really pretty healthy. And but I take food enzymes because I think I need those units, those chemicals that are necessary, those nutrients, to help break down fat, emulsify fats, and help my liver. So the first thing that I would do is take high lipase and food enzymes every time I eat food with fats. Actually, every time you eat any food, because that's going to help with the other. It has protease and amylase and cellulase and hemicellulase and all of the different enzymes that digest fats, proteins, carbohydrates. Protease digests proteins, lipase digests fats, amylase digests carbohydrates, and lactase digests milk sugars. So you need those. And the older we get, the more we need them, the more our digestions become sensitive. So that's number one. The other thing that you're going to want to do is watch the foods that you eat. And that means that when you have a reaction to a food and you get gassy and bloated and stomach aches after eating certain foods, it's either going to be because you're sensitive to that food itself, or you're sensitive to the combination of those foods. So as an example, just certain foods, the more sensitive your stomach is, the less you would combine those foods. As an example, a carbohydrate and a protein, which is so common. You know, that's, you know, a hamburger, a hot dog, a steak and potatoes, chicken and rice, any of those where you have an animal protein and a starch, they don't necessarily digest together. So they can cause a stomach reaction and or a digestive reaction. Now, the more sensitive you are, the more you're careful with those combinations. The less sensitive you are, the less you have to be careful of those combinations. So again, when you are sensitive, then be very careful. Have a meal that's either based around the protein or based around the carbohydrate. And that makes a difference. And so I know it's difficult, because when you eat a sandwich, I don't care if it's a turkey sandwich, you're talking bread and meat, and that can be a little difficult. So that's number one, take the digestive enzymes. And then the other thing that I would take is there's a couple of formulas. There's actually a number. There's a number of liver formulas, My Nature Sunshine, and the best one out there is milk thistle combination, and it's with a concentrated milk thistle. Some people they just want milk thistle by itself, and there's a time-released milk thistle. I use the milk thistle combination because that has a number of combinations of herbs to them. My mentor, John Christopher, used to say that the combinations, because the herbs work synergistically. So that's what you're going to do. Now, the other thing for your digestion, and I've talked about it almost on every single show because it's so important and I can cover it over and over again, and it's how you drink water. Again, a glass of water an hour before every meal. That starts to prepare the digestion, and that water will warm up, and because digestion takes place at 104 degrees in the stomach, and you don't want to drink ice cold water with the meal. So that first glass of water is an hour before the meal. The second glass of water is with the meal, and that's at room temperature. And I usually have people put in a teaspoon or so of apple cider vinegar. That's the raw. We use Bragg's raw apple cider vinegar, and you can get that at any health food store or any raw apple cider vinegar, and it'll have the what's called the mother in it, and that's the raw aspects of the yeast that grows. And so apple cider vinegar, that's a really helpful digestive aid. And sometimes we add, again, if you have diabetes, I'd add a little bit of cinnamon. If you have hypertension, I would add either a little ginger or cayenne pepper, and you take that with the meal. Cayenne pepper especially can help stimulate digestion, and so all of those things will help your stomach. And then the last glass of water is 2 hours after each meal. Now, again, that glass of water with the meal is the glass of water you take all of your vitamins and herbs with that. And then the last glass of water 2 hours after each meal is what then moves all the food through the stomach into the duodenum and then into your intestines. So that's what you do. Now, for the second part of that question, someone that's getting up dizzy, okay, that's an inner ear issue. And there's always, anytime there's a dizziness issue, it's the connection often between the eyes and the ears, or the ears by themselves. And so there's a little organ, it looks like a snail shell, the cochlea, in your ear, and it has little tiny microscopic hairs called cilia. And those hairs, there's a fluid in there, and they move, and it causes you to hear sounds properly. But it also has to do with your balance. There's an almost like a little, if you've ever seen a level with a bubble in it, you know, an air bubble, and that you could tell if something is level in there, there's an apparatus in your ear very similar. And it's connected, your ear and your eye is connected, so that you can always tell what your alignment is to the horizon. And one of the things that you can do when someone is dizzy is you want to build that muscle back up and build that apparatus back up. And you almost can do that like when you look at gymnasts and they're spinning around, and whether they're on the rings or high bar. And so one of the things you can do is you sit in a chair and you kind of put your arms on your knees and bend over a little bit, and then shake your head. Now, in the beginning, you do that with your eyes closed, and you won't get dizzy. But you begin to move your head around and let that bubble in your head move more and more, and it'll actually rebuild the strength of that. And then after a while, you do that with your eyes open, and even looking straight ahead when you do that, or again, when you're bent over and you're doing that, it builds that connection between your eye and the inner ear so that you don't get dizzy. Now, as a mechanical, external thing, Nature Sunshine makes a combination called ginkgo and hawthorn. And the herb ginkgo biloba has been shown to increase the blood supply to your ear, your eyes, and your brain. And it can affect the nervous tissue directly. So you want to increase, the only way to heal anything is with fresh blood. And you do that by bringing blood to the area. And the hawthorn is a tonic to your heart and makes your heart beat stronger and healthier. So you can take anywhere from 2 capsules twice a day to even 2 capsules 3 times a day or 3 capsules twice a day. And you're going to actually help your brain and your heart at the same time. Now, the other thing is the mineral zinc. And for almost any kind of inner ear issue, zinc. Zinc is the mineral that most supports the glandular systems in the body. And we would, even though the inner ear is not a gland in the sense of your endocrine glands, it really does help with the production and the control of that fluid in your inner ear and those little hairs. So I would take, you can go anywhere from 35, 75, up to about 100 milligrams per day of zinc. And again, I would not use zinc oxide. You can use any other kind of zinc that's available, zinc citrate, gluconate. Just don't use a zinc oxide. That's the kind of stuff you put that white cream on your nose, you know, when you go to the beach and you see all the lifeguards with that white zinc cream put on their nose so they don't burn their nose so much. Okay, that's a zinc oxide. So we don't use that internally. And so one of the things, again, you do is you practice spinning your head around, and you do it slowly. But over a period of time, in less than a week, you'll find that you're actually rebuilding that, making it stronger. And then you're not going to have that dizziness. Now, if it continues, I'd go to an ear, nose, and throat specialist and find out and get some testing and find out what's going on in case you have an infection. And if there is an infection, you know, you always increase your vitamin C. You can take an herbal combination by Nature Sunshine called Echinacea plus Golden Seal. Echinacea is a combination that is like a natural antibiotic. There's a combination called immune stimulator that helps to stimulate the immune system. That does have a series of mushrooms in it, so you have to, some people have to be a little careful if they're allergic to mushrooms. But those are some of the things that you would do. And again, same thing, drink the water when you eat healthy. Don't step on the landmines. Don't drink soda pops. Don't eat a lot of fried food, junk foods. You know, don't use margarines. You know, so, you know, use your common sense on a lot of that. Listen to this show where you'll get some good information on how to eat, how to drink water, how to digest your food. So hopefully, George, I hope that answered your questions. So anyway, this is Eliezer Ben-Joseph. Thank you for joining us. We'll be right back after these commercial breaks.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio.
My property manager is on metformin for prediabetes. He was told that after 1 year on that med, he would have full-blown diabetes. What should he do naturally to get off that medication?
Now, think of that. Isn't it? Here it is. Let me give you a drug before you have full-blown diabetes. Mm-hmm. And if you keep taking this drug, don't worry, you'll get diabetes. So, you know, isn't that a good idea? Let's take a drug so it'll guarantee that you get that. Now, metformin is one of those few drugs that there's been some research that shows that it can actually help with liver and liver cancer and liver disease, and but it controls the amount of sugar and sugar that the liver produces or utilizes. So it's one of those drugs that if you do other things, it doesn't cause the real serious side effects. But again, if you have pre-diabetes, then you can avoid the diabetes just by doing a healthy diet. Watch the carbohydrates that you're eating. Again, cut out all of the white flour products, you know, white bread, white noodles and white pastas and white potatoes and any kind of all of the white rice. Those kinds of things. Have only the 100% whole grain. I don't care if it says whole wheat. It has to be 100. It has to say 100% whole grain. Now, one of the things that I would do is anybody that has diabetes or pre-diabetes, that glass of water that you have with the meal, I would put a quarter teaspoon to a half a teaspoon of cinnamon, and that's true cinnamon, into a glass of water with that one or two teaspoons of apple cider vinegar. Now, it doesn't stir very well, so you have to actually kind of shake it and then put it in the glass, and you drink that with the meal. Then there's also, we have a couple of combinations. Nature Sunshine has one called Sugar Reg that has that. Now, Prime Longevity is one of the best because it'll regulate blood sugars from the pancreas. It has the two key minerals, chromium and vanadium. And chromium and vanadium are two of the most important. And it has the proper high dosage that the studies were on. And the type of chromium is chromium polynicotinate. It's not chromium picolinate. Now, you'll see the picolinates, I would not take any of those minerals. I don't care if it's zinc picolinate or chromium picolinate or vanadium picolinate. All of the research shows that the picolinates can cause actually genetic damage in the cells. But polynicotinate is where they've been bonded to part of the vitamin B3, which is nicotinic acid or vitamin B3. So that's the type of chromium that you take, and that comes under what's called Mertz's Law. And Mertz's Law was a Mertz was a doctor that did all the research on sugar metabolism. And so that's the type of chromium to use. And whether it's called Sugar Red, we also have a combination called Cinnamon 6 and Prime Longevity. Excuse me. All of those can help regulate. Also, regulating the liver. The liver and not just the pancreas, but the liver can really make a difference, balancing out the liver and, again, using liver formulas or milk thistle combination along with the sugar formulas and watching your diet, and you should be able to reverse any kind of type 2 diabetes. In all of the 30 plus years of practice that I've been doing, I've never had a type 2 diabetic that didn't improve and sometimes improve dramatically and get rid of their type 2 diabetes using diet, nutrition, and the herbs and vitamins and minerals. So you can do that. The I'll take an enzyme. This is where I would use maybe a proactazyme, which helps to digest proteins and carbohydrates. And I would use that with the meals. And you'll notice, again, especially when you increase that amount of cinnamon, and he can probably get off the metformin and really start to reverse. Exercise becomes very important for diabetics. Now, aerobic exercise, we have found, does not really help with sugar metabolism. Aerobic exercise helps your lungs and your heart, but what helps sugar metabolism is different forms of resistance or weightlifting. And the reason is insulin takes sugar and brings it inside the muscles. It brings it into the muscle, and it helps that muscle do work. Now, if the muscle or when the muscle is not doing any work, it pushes the sugar right back out into the bloodstream. So when you have your muscles doing work, it'll use up those sugars, and it'll help to avoid diabetes. So that's why we use, with most diabetics, I have them use some kind of resistance exercise, some kinds of weightlifting exercise. Now, again, the aerobics are good, and a good 15-minute aerobic program before your weightlifting, and I don't care if it's on a treadmill, a bicycle, or walking, it can really be good. Now, how I would do that, though, is not a steady pace. In any of your aerobics, whether it's jogging, running, walking, treadmill, bicycle, any of those, what you would do is 30 seconds fast, a minute and a half slow. 30 seconds fast, a minute and a half slow. And then you'll find that that actually reconditions your heart and your lungs. Now, joggers, runners, they have found that at doing a steady pace over a long period of time actually causes damage to your heart. And every long-distance runner that's ever been tested has heart damage and is producing different kinds of scar tissue in the heart. And so we don't like that. And that's why we do the fast, slow, because then it does not produce that scar tissue in your heart. And it's really easy to understand when I explain it in such a way. Most people have done weightlifting exercise. You know, Fred, Don, you guys have done a weightlifting of some point,
yes,
haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
I had weight training at school.
Yeah. So as an example, let's say you were doing curls and you were going to do it till muscle failure. There's going to be something you feel in the muscles, and every weightlifter uses the same word because they all feel the same thing. It doesn't matter what muscle you're using, but when you're taking that muscle to failure, you're going to feel a certain thing in that muscle. Do you remember what it is? What does every weightlifter feel?
A burn.
Exactly. Now, what does that burn mean? It means that the muscle has used up all of the sugars, and now it's used up all the glycogen, and it's now producing lactic acid. So that muscle just can't work. It's not getting the oxygen it needs. Now, when you continue that exercise, let's say with the curls, what ends up happening is you can't do the curl anymore. You're just struggling, and you can't lift that weight any longer. And you'll notice that that happens on any weightlifter. They just can't do the next rep. Now, when you're running, a lot of long-distance runners, they get that burn in their chest. And they keep going and going until they move what's called through the wall and that burn goes away. But what is that burn telling you? It's telling you the same thing that your bicep muscle is telling you. It's being stressed to the max. And so what it means is stop running. But the idea is that most of these runners, they keep pushing themselves through the wall until their brain starts producing what's called endorphins, which are pain relievers. And so what happens is that you're getting that pain relief and you don't feel the burn anymore. But that doesn't mean that the heart is not being damaged. And so that burn means damage. Now, when you're doing fast, slow, you never get that burn. You do the 30 seconds, whether it's walking or bicycling or running, you do it as fast as you can. But then immediately after 30 seconds, you slow down and do a minute to a minute and a half slow recovery. Then you can go back and forth and back and forth. You never get the burn. You never get the damage to your heart. And instead, what you do is you get your heart muscle to be much stronger. You get your lungs to improve dramatically. And you don't damage your body. So that's why I never recommend long-distance running, marathon runnings, ultra-marathons. Yes, there's an emotional thing about that you completed a marathon or you completed an ultra marathon, but you've also done it with damage to your heart and your lungs. So, again, I don't suggest it. As far as I know, there's very few very long-lived long-distance runners. And even Jim Fix, who was the father of running, he died, I think, at 52, 54 years old, one of that, you know, and he used to brag that he would have bacon and eggs and pancakes and syrup for breakfast before he would run. And so he would make all this sludge in his blood, and then he'd go run real fast. And, you know, think of that pump trying to push really thick oil or thick blood through your body and through your heart. And so that's what happened, and he ended up with a heart attack and he died. So listen to what I say. If you like running just or walking, just do it the way I say it, and you'll find that it actually makes a difference, and you'll improve. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph. I thank you all for joining us.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio.
Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Ben-Joseph. I have a very important question.
Okay.
I have breast cancer, and they removed my left breast.
Mm-hmm.
One lymph node was affected. They took that out.
How many did they test? How many lymph nodes did they check?
Well, they took the one lymph node out, and then my surgeon, who is really very good, asked me if I could have a choice of to have radiation or to have another surgery, and he was going to take out 15 lymph nodes and have them analyzed, and that's what he did. He had them analyzed, and he said that they were all negative.
Oh, so there was only the one lymph node that was positive.
Yes.
That's a very good sign.
Yes, doctor. I'm very pleased and thankful to God, but I have a question for you. Now they want me, the oncologist wants tamoxifen. The oncologist wants me to take tamoxifen.
Yeah, that's a very common drug that they use from the yew tree. I don't like that. It has its other side effects that can cause uterine cancer. Now that you've had the breast removed, sometimes it's a lot easier to prevent the cancer from coming back. And if you do a good cancer program, complete nutritional program for cancer, it's called a modified ketogenic raw food vegetarian diet. And we use the proper kinds of fats from avocado and walnuts and pecans and olives, both green and black, and we use coconut oil. So you have to have the healthy fats, but at the same time, you're going to eat a lot of cruciferous vegetables, both raw and cooked. And you can take in the raw cruciferous vegetables with greens, baby greens, especially baby spinach and the baby greens. You chop them all up. Cabbages, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, cauliflower, the cruciferous vegetables, all of those have anti-cancer properties. So you would really make a diet around that. Also, one of the better recipes, you can make a recipe with the diced avocado, organic defrosted berries, chopped pineapple, and then chopped walnuts, pecans, and almonds, and then a teaspoon of organic true cinnamon. And that's a great berry recipe, because berries and pomegranates, berries and pomegranates, are both very strong anti-cancer. So doing a diet like that, and that's where I have people fly in from all over the United States, and we do a specific diet, and I give them all the paperwork on that, and foods to eat, not to eat, and combinations, again, how to eat the foods, how to drink, you know, of course, the water properly. Drinking a tea, there's a tea called Jason Winters tea. He was knighted was it the Netherlands? I forgot where he was knighted from for producing this anti-cancer tea. I mix that with Padi Arco, which is an antifungal tea, because oftentimes cancers are involved with fungus. And so we make them, you know, you make this tea and you drink that as your water. You mix that. Go ahead.
Infrared sauna.
Excuse me?
Infrared sauna?
Oh, yes, we would do that now. With breast cancer, oftentimes I'd have you get a far infrared pad so that you can put it directly on your chest and breast or your whole torso. Then you don't have to sit in the sauna. When you sit in the sauna, you are going to sweat and end up having to take a shower. But you can get one of those pads, and let's say in the evening, if you're watching a couple programs on TV, you could put an hour on your torso and then put it on your back for an hour, and you can actually get a very high amount of the far infrared heat, and that heat kills cancer. In traditional medicine, they use radiation, and we use the far infrared. So that's a very good thing to use. And then, of course, there's things, exotic things, like drinking wheatgrass and eating very high amounts of sprouts and different kinds of foods like that. Flax oil has been known to help with cancer. And actually, the Barleans company, if you call them and tell them that you have cancer, they'll let you actually get the Barleans flax oil at a wholesale price. They do that for cancer patients. So we would have you make a real good salad with the baby greens, spinach, broccoli, cauliflower, different cabbages, and asparagus, and beets, and sauerkraut. Asparagus, beets, and sauerkraut are three of the top foods in the world against cancer. So you can eat cooked beets or raw beets, grated beets, beet juice, sauerkraut I'd have you eat every day, and you want to make sure it's raw. Asparagus, you can buy frozen organic asparagus, defrosted, and it's already been blanched, so you can chop that fine and put it in your salads. Or you can lightly steam it with, or saute it with butter and a little Parmesan cheese, and maybe even saute that with chopped Brussels sprouts, broccoli, and cauliflower. Very, very good. Also, cooked cabbages, red or green, especially after they've been cooked with a little of that raw butter. So you can do a proper nutrition program. I would see about avoiding tamoxifen or any of those drugs. Certainly if you can avoid the radiation, because you can use the far infrared. I would avoid chemotherapy, because if you take the right vitamins, prime longevity would be one of the most important, and a cinnamon, also turmeric. Turmeric is going to be one of the spices that shows. I even have, let me see if I can, here it is. I have a study that shows that the turmeric spice actually outperforms any chemo and radiation for treating cancer. And the article here in front of me is that it's safe and it has no side effects. And turmeric is that yellow spice commonly seen in Indian cuisine. It's turmeric, and it's that Asian food, and it's that kind of spicy food that
I
you
take
get.
That.
Oh, you do take it. That's very good.
That
in the capsules, it's called curcumin, and
I take it from your store.
Oh, good. In the powder, a good teaspoon with your meals. It's also used in Ayurvedic and Chinese medicine, and turmeric is, I think, tops the list as the most frequently researched medicinal spice on the market. It's safe. It's effective in the treatment of viral conditions and yeast and fungal conditions. It doesn't have any adverse side effects, unless you're allergic to it, of course. Curry. But curry is that taste when you eat Indian food. And
And what about, doctor, I'm taking L-lysine with C twice,
yes,
sometimes three times a day. I continue that.
Yes, I would continue that. Now, that's done in a 2-to-1 ratio. That comes from Linus Pauling. And so you would take two amounts of vitamin C to one L-lysine. I use Nature Sunshine's full spectrum vitamin C time release because it releases it slow, and the L-lysine 500 milligram. So it sounds like you're on top of it. You're doing well.
Should I take that twice or times a day?
Well, at least twice. At least twice a day. Oh. Some, you know, depends how bad. Twice to three times. Twice would be the minimum. Three times, I think, would be fine. What that does is it prevents cancer from producing chemicals that allow cancer cells to spread. And so it stops those chemicals, and cancer doesn't spread. So collagenase is what it stops, that enzyme, collagenase. And collagenase is an enzyme that dissolves collagen that allows cancer cells to spread. So according to Linus Pauling, that's where I got that information, and we use that in his research. So it sounds like you're on top of it, Sylvia, and I would continue.
Thank you so very much. I always pray that God blesses you because you're so wonderful and help so many of us.
Oh, thank you so much. And I'm really, I get pleased when I hear people using the information that I suggest, because I think you'll stay on top of it, and I think you'll be healthy and you'll be able to live out your life. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we're going to take our commercial break. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, and I'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And thank you so much for joining us here at Natural Solutions Radio. Good morning.
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Where in California?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, let me ask you, where in California? I was born and raised in California, in Los Angeles.
I live in La Habra, California.
Oh, well, that's close. Yeah, that's kind of almost like a suburb of Los Angeles out there. That's not so far.
Yes, my understanding is that you came to the university here for medical school. Correct?
Yes, yeah, I was in California. I did studies. I've been all over the world to study, and I did part of my studies at, of course, Santa Monica City College was the first place. Well, how can I help you this morning?
I heard so many great things about you from family back in El Paso. I was rushed to the emergency PIH hospital because I was having a seizure.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, a seizure. And a neurosurgeon worked on me and took a good chunk out of the tumor that caused my seizure. Yeah, after a biopsy result, it turned out to be a malignant tumor. And they stated a tumor. They also stated that I had another tumor as well.
In the brain?
I have been diagnosed. Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
And I have been diagnosed with a glioblastoma and stated that the other tumor in my brain was benign.
Okay, well, that's a good thing. Okay, but what about the glioblastoma? They took that one out. That was the one that was malignant.
Yes, they took a good chunk out of it.
Okay. Did it affect your brain much, memory or walking or balance or anything like that?
No, I am just, with the medications that I'm taking right now for seizures and inflammation, and
mm-hmm.
I'm eating well, I'm doing fine, I'm walking better.
Okay, good. Now, one of the things I just mentioned about the herb turmeric, curcumin, there's been about 800 studies that have been done on different diseases, but one of the most deadly forms of brain cancer is the glioblastoma, and curcumin or turmeric has been added to the list of one of the most powerful anti-cancer for the brain, and they say it actually outperforms the chemotherapy and it outperforms the radiation. So the first thing I would do is add get organic, non-irradiated turmeric, and if you can't find it, we mail stuff all over the country, and you would start a teaspoon of that 3 times a day, and you can do that in a good, clean water, not tap water, and take that 3 times a day, a nice level teaspoon. And the other thing you would do, that diet that I just talked about on cancer, and at the same time, that diet would probably help your seizures. Now, one of the things I would add on seizures is that you want to stop eating sugars or simple carbohydrates, where both of those are going to be anti-cancer anyway. You cut out sugars, cut out simple sugars, add cinnamon along with that turmeric to control your sugar metabolism. And we've been able to control most seizures with taking using diet and using cinnamon and a low carbohydrate or low sugar diet and sugar residue diet. So that's going to be pretty important, because a glioblastoma can be very aggressive and fast-growing type of brain cancer. And again, it's traditionally treated with chemo, surgery, radiation. And but I think if you listen to what I say, you can really stay on top of it, because all the research is showing that these spices. Now, I would add things into your food like rosemary and oregano and thyme, especially if you can get the organic. And I would buy organic baby greens. I would make a salad with baby spinach. Those are all anti-cancer. I would use that dressing that I just mentioned in the salad with the flax oil and different spices added to them. Put them in a blender, whip it with a little apple cider vinegar and the turmeric and oregano spice. You can also get essential oils. They have different essential oil spices. doTERRA now makes turmeric oil. You can get the CBD oil from Copaiba, which is very good for brain and brain disorders. But one of the things we know is that turmeric can go after the stem cells of the glioblastoma cancer stem cells. So that's why turmeric has shown such good success. But mainly, one of the first things you want to do is cut out animal proteins and most dairy proteins, or most dairy itself. No more drinking milk and most cheeses, and except for the butter, as an example. You can use that Kerrygold butter, which you have available. And then the diet becomes important. But again, I will be glad to find out if they recommend. I would do the vitamin C, the L-lysine. Nature Sunshine makes one called Estro Assured, which controls estrogen. You want to make sure you keep your estrogen low. And so that's one. Another one called Immune Stimulator. All of these are really important. The L-lysine, the vitamin C. And I think you can stay on top of that and have a long, happy life.
There, right, doctor. What do you know about the Oxy formula? There's an Oxy formula in Tijuana. Does that exist today?
It just depends. You know, that's just a name. I'd have to see what the ingredients is. A lot of them, there's one that they use drops that are sodium chloride, which is called dioxychlor. But most of the Oxy formulas are different kinds of products that help to produce oxygen. Whether you take oxygen and you try and get it in a pill, there's nothing better than breathing high amounts of oxygen while you're exercising. And I don't mean just from like a little cannula in your nose. I mean a very high amounts of oxygen, where you're breathing well over 100 liters of oxygen per minute while you're exercising. And the most effective treatment would be using the far infrared sauna, and that's where you'd get a sauna and you would even breathe the pure oxygen while you're sitting in that sauna. And then the other one is the breathing of the pure oxygen. So if you add that, you'll find that you can really stay on top of that cancer and prevent it from coming back. Getting that equipment and having it at home so you can do the oxygen treatments on your own while you're at home. And I think you'll do very well.
I asked my oncologist, doctor, if I would take some kind of oxygen, but she did ask me, how are my oxygen levels?
Right. And most of, yeah. Well, you want to keep oxygen as high as you can, but it's difficult to do that without using the proper equipment, you know, just by breathing. You'll find that's where most of the meditations and yoga and martial arts, they all have special breathing exercises. That was unique that your doctor was asking you about it, because most of the time they really don't, they would just poo-poo the whole idea. But pure oxygen, that's going to be the wave of the future as the top alternative therapy for cancer and cancer prevention. So I would consider taking right away Prime Longevity, because it has certain nutrients. For cancer, you have to take coenzyme Q10. You have to take resveratrol. You have to take lipoic acid. You have to take pomegranate extract. You have to take turmeric. And these things, cinnamon, these are all very specific. Vitamin D, you want to get a blood test and make sure your vitamin D levels in your blood are at least up to 75 to 90. And because that cuts your risk down tremendously, up to around 75% of getting the cancer to come back. So you want to, you don't want those high percentages to avoid cancer, and that's vitamin D levels. The vitamin C with the L-lysine to prevent the cancer from spreading. You want to take melatonin at night. Even though it may not help you sleep, melatonin is one of the strongest anti-cancers known. Melatonin is a powerful anti-cancer, and it was published in the journal Toxicology and Applied Pharmacology. And high doses of melatonin, it's produced, by the way, in the pineal gland in your brain, and it really possesses a lot of biological activities, but mainly anti-tumor action. It's also an anti-aging hormone, but melatonin has anti-cancer effects by inhibiting what's called angiogenesis. And angiogenesis is where the blood vessels, special blood vessels, grow that feed cancer, and it actually prevents that, because increased angiogenesis is the primary feature that is for tumor progression. So preventing angiogenesis or angiogenesis inhibition is a critical step in treating any form of cancer, and melatonin targets nutrients in the brain that actually prevents this angiogenesis. It also is one of the hormones that targets the oxygen supply and the uptake of oxygen, especially for cancer. So there's, you know, you can look at angiogenesis is hypoxic induced. So low oxygen is what causes cancer, or when the tissue around is low oxygen, that's what causes a lot of the changes in respiration. Cancer cells use sugar they ferment sugar to get their ATP, and that comes when those cancer cells are deficient, or when the cells are deficient in oxygen, and they change to cancer. So melatonin inhibits that. So I would make sure you get a high-grade melatonin. We have one that's made by Purin encapsulations, which only doctors can sell that. And you want a good take up a good 10 to 20 milligrams. Life Extension, as an example, talks about 40 milligrams of melatonin, but you want to get up into that 10 to 20 milligrams of melatonin at night, about an hour before bed. If it causes a little headache, then take it right before you go to bed, and you won't get that. You may wake up a little drowsy in the morning, but just turn the bright lights on in the bathroom and stare at the lights with your eyes closed for about 3 minutes, and that drowsiness will go away. So melatonin fights cancer. All of the other nutrients that I talked about all fight cancer and do that.
Doctor, how would that affect with me taking all the other meds?
Well, most of the time,
I'm gonna start chemo and radiation soon.
Yeah, I would question the chemo and radiation, especially if you do the natural program. But when you do the chemo and radiation, if you take all of the stuff that I recommend, you can actually avoid the side effects of the chemo and radiation. I like using far infrared, the heat from the saunas, and you can actually get a far infrared pad, and put it directly on your head and kind of heat your head up. And that you can go to a website and get a lot of anti-cancer treatments into a visit. What's called www.anticancer.news or cancertutor.com, and that'll give you a lot of information. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us. We have so many calls this time. You're on.
Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, hi. Sir, good morning. Last year, March, I went to my ENT.
Mm-hmm.
And because I have an image issue with wax. But anyhow, my original ENT, he had died. So it was a new guy, and his methods were different, and he was there, you know, digging in my ears, which I really didn't like.
Ugh.
Anyhow, I was all right, but then I traveled. I traveled on the plane and went to my nephew's wedding, and while at the wedding reception, this was down in Jamaica, all of a sudden, and I guess I was tired leading up to the whole trip, too. Didn't sleep much. And all of a sudden, it's like my head just felt like it was closing in on me. Like sort of ringing, and like I was gonna pass out, but I really didn't pass out. But then once I came back to the States, I started to have problems with dizziness and just overall not feeling good. Everything was pretty much in the ears.
The inner ear. Someone called, so you could listen to the first hour. And I covered, it was a good 10, 15 minutes on the inner ear and how to deal with the inner ear, what to take and how to do things, the mineral zinc, how that's important, ginkgo biloba is important, how to do a specific exercise so that you can stop that dizziness. And also, one of the things that can help the tinnitus, the ringing in the ears, is the spice turmeric. And so that would be important. I've talked about that this hour, especially for cancer. So I covered a lot of that in the first hour. There is an herb by Nature's Sunshine. It's called blue vervain, and it's an extract. And you can put drops, about 3 drops in your ear before you go to sleep, and put a little cotton ball in there so it doesn't drip out. And then in the morning, put about 3 drops of just plain old hydrogen peroxide and let that, clean the blue vervain out. kind of shake it out, use a little Q-tip to clean it, and do that each night before you go to sleep. And blue vervain is really helps with dizziness, inner ear issues, and you can do that. But you'll get that information, and Claudette, and I think that could really be beneficial, okay?
Okay, yes, I will.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Okie doke. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Uh-huh. And there were two articles I think are very important. One of them is on Tylenol specifically, and the other one was on non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. But let me cover first the Tylenol, because Tylenol, they're finding, has incredibly toxic side effects. It's actually one of the most toxic for liver, and some of the most common reasons that liver failure and liver disease is the overuse of the drug Tylenol. And a lot of people think that Tylenol is relatively harmless because it's sold over the counter. And even those who would talk about the idea of taking stronger painkillers like opiates usually don't think twice about popping a couple Tylenol or two for migraine. Unfortunately, they're finding that this kind of blasé attitude about Tylenol could really come back to haunt you later. Tylenol has been linked now. The main ingredient, which is acetaminophen, has been linked to 110,000 deaths and injuries annually in the United States alone. And so one out of every four Americans takes a drug containing acetaminophen in any given week, according to the Associated Press. And you can find about 600 over-the-counter medicines, all with acetaminophen in it. Now, some people are aware of the effects and what it has on the liver, but a lot of people are unaware of it, and we're now finding that the liver problems are just one of the many worries that we're having. According to overdosing on drugs like Tylenol, is the top cause of acute liver failure and often results in a person needing a liver transplant. In the U.S. alone, liver failure caused by acetaminophen sends around 60,000 people to the hospital each year for liver transplant. And many of these people took higher doses than the recommended amounts, even without realizing it, because they're taking multiple medications. So acetaminophen builds up in your liver over time. So it can actually spurring drug-induced hepatitis and makes matters worse. It often contain in combo drugs like cold medications. So many people don't realize they're getting even more acetaminophen than from one thing at a time. So Tylenol has also been linked to blood cancer. A study in the Journal of Clinical Oncology found that those who took the drug over a long period of time, meaning 4 days a week over 3 to 4 years, were two times as likely to have blood cancers than those who took it less. So another recent study found that people who took acetaminophen had a higher risk of kidney damage, heart toxicity, and gastrointestinal injury, and even death. So suddenly that little headache sounds a lot more tolerable, you know, and don't jump to taking a Tylenol right away, I think so. So anyway, the Ohio State University found in a study that taking acetaminophen reduced people's empathy to other people and reduced their moral reasoning. Now, that's something that nobody ever thought about. You know, to be empathetic to another one and to have good moral reasoning, they found that taking Tylenol reduced those. And other studies have shown that it can diminish people's ability to experience positive emotions. It can even reduce your ability to notice mistakes that you're making. So anyway, it's particularly a bad idea to use Tylenol when you're pregnant. And children who are exposed to the drug in the womb have grown up to have motor skill problems, behavioral issues. Studies have also linked prenatal exposure to acetaminophen to ADD-like behavior and even asthma. So anyway, there's different ways to cope with pain. Again, diet, nutrition, taking ginger or using ginger tea, taking niacin, which is vitamin B3 for any kind of headache, can often reduce the headache before it ever starts. So that was an article on Tylenol, and you have to be really careful. There was another article. This was on all the different forms of non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, and these are, you know, Tylenol is just one of them. But anyway, this one was from the journal Circulation, and they found that the next time you have a headache or painful muscle and you reach for that bottle of pain reliever, you might stop and think, because this seemingly harmless dose of Motrin or Aleve or Advil could actually be increasing your body's deadly risk for heart attacks, which is a high price to pay to get rid of that headache. So most of the time, they're considered safe, but now there's a mountain of evidence that shows frequent use of such medications could be contributing to increased risk of heart attacks and heart disease. So anyway, studies have been shown that in Denmark, as an example, they followed the health of about 100,000 people who had suffered at least a first heart attack. And during the course of the study, they found that more than half of them were using non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. Again, be careful of that. I want to thank you all for joining us. Anyway, the opinion and views expressed on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not endorsed by Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, or any other social media outlets, and are not endorsed by the American Medical Association or the FDA. The very concept of natural therapies for maintaining body systems are foreign to the thinking of modern allopathic medicine. Join us again next Saturday morning, Natural Solutions Radio, with me, Eliezer Ben-Joseph. I'm a traditional naturopath. Today's show was brought to you by Prime Longevity and Health Naturally. And this is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, and I'm going to sign off. Natural Solutions Radio, talk to you next week.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.